Recruiting fatigue. I'm too tired to keep going. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 170. Hello and welcome to the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, the longest running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes, also the CEO of Recruit Me, an author, podcaster, and speaker. And I'm the author of the book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. You tuned in to 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in, I give you takeaways you can use immediately. And if it sounds like I'm a little bit tired, tis so. Yes, I am a bit tired. I'll tell you, I started the day on fire. I mean, we just went to standard time. And we should wake up a little better in the mornings, but maybe the second morning you feel worse. I did this morning. So I woke up a little bit slow, but not too bad, actually. Got ready, got things together, took my shower, headed out, and had a 7 o'clock meeting this morning that I thought was going to last about, an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. And it lasted 5 hours. Yeah. Everything we covered had to be covered, but it lasted 5 hours. And I was at my best there. I mean, yeah, I paid attention, gave my reports, and I felt good mentally, physically, surprisingly, I felt good. So I had to, however, I have to admit this, I had to run all the way back home and then back to this meeting location. And it's a half hour trip home and then a half hour back. And if I told you I had to go home to let my dog out, would you believe it? Huh? It's true. Being real transparent here. So I did that, rushed back to that office. And by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, probably more like two, I was really coming down and I was wasted. I was gone. I was tired. By 4 o'clock, when I was driving home at the end of the day for the last time, I just was feeling it. I said, I need a nap, and I was tired. And it got me to thinking about one of the things I remember back in our recruiting days, and you may be experiencing this or may have, is just that what I call recruiting fatigue or recruiting exhaustion, where you're going at this thing, and man, you are fired up and you've got momentum going, and then there becomes a time when you just get tired of it. I mean, it's the same thing week in and week out, and there's always something to do, and not just physically tired, but emotionally tired. There's a lot of emotion invested in this recruiting thing, and you know that. You can't just go through the motions, do what you have to do, even following the steps they tell you to do, and just leave it there. Your heart is in this more as time goes along. You react, and your kid reacts when he or she is approved of, and then when your kid is rejected or criticized or not responded back to by a coach, then that brings him or her down, and there is that disappointment, and you get tired. So I want you to know that this is natural. This happens. And if you're feeling that way right now, then I've got some good news for you. If you haven't felt it yet, just wait, you will. It is normal. It is normal. And I'm going to offer a solution here, a couple of them, that I really believe will help. And let me just say that when you feel this way, don't give up. This is just a season. Just a season, just like in anything else you do for a long period of time. I've said in the past that recruiting isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. I don't really want to say that anymore. It's more like a 5K or a 10K. It's not a marathon. I mean, unless you start like in junior high, then it can be a marathon. But recruiting is more like a 5K. It's definitely not a sprint. And when you run a 5 or 10K, it gets to the point where you really are fatigued. However, you have to keep going. Not everybody can run a marathon. Most people can run a 5K. You just keep going, even though you might move slower and you get to the finish line. But when you, in this case, in your case, when we're talking about recruiting, And that journey, when you're tired, when fatigue sets in, here's my advice. You ready? Take a break. Yeah, that's what I did when I got back home. I took a break. I did a couple of things that helped me wind down a little bit. I'm still tired, but I've slowed down a little bit. So I encourage you to take a break. This may go totally against what you know I've taught you in the past, where I said, keep going, keep pushing, but there's times when you need to take a break to preserve your sanity and to preserve the process. You preserve the 5K, 10K process by taking a short water break. If you're a freshman or a sophomore, let me encourage you to take a month off. You might think, man, I have to take a month off. We're going to lose so much time and other people are going to get around and over top my son or daughter and leapfrog us. But I'll tell you, freshman, sophomore year, you're really not a factor in a coach's program yet. You're creating some interest, yes, but no, that coach is looking at juniors and seniors. You're coming up through the ranks, but you're not really on their A-list. You're not there yet. So you've got the time. Take a month off. Now, if you're in your junior or senior year, especially senior year when time is really short, I mean, this is it. You can't take a month off, really. You lose the momentum and every day is important. Every week is important. But I would encourage you, if you're a junior or senior, take a few days off. Just close the book, close the computer programs, whatever reminds you of recruiting, turn that off. Put everything away. Focus on something else. Get your mind off of this. Get your emotions off of this. Give yourself permission to take a break. I give you permission to do that. You give yourself permission to do that. Not for a month, but say for a couple days or a weekend or even a week. This will help refresh you when you do get back into it. And you'll know how much time you need to take off. You're getting close. Don't give up, but just rest. In fact, I just wrote a book on rest, released in the last few days. And rest isn't just sitting around doing nothing. Rest could be a diversion. For me, it's working out. I find that restful. I spend a lot of time exerting myself mentally and emotionally. And to physically work out, to me, that's rest. Going on a walk may be rest for you. Taking a weekend away could be rest. Whatever it is for you as a parent, also as an athlete, what does that look like? Take a rest and get away. I give you permission to do that. You want to come back strong. If you're early in your high school career, freshman or sophomore, you may have to take a rest more than once before now and decision time. So this is the reality of the fact that you're experiencing fatigue and exhaustion. You got to deal with it. Sometimes you can just push through it, and that may be your situation now where you got something key coming up like a tournament or a campus visit, that type of thing. And if you do, then plan your rest after that. Do what you have to do. Get through it. You're going to be pumped up anyway because of the adrenaline rush of going on campus or playing in a tournament or a showcase. After that, take that much-needed rest. Recapture the freshness. Recapture the joy of the whole experience. Get your vision together again. Reaffirm the goals that you have for recruiting and athletic scholarships. It's good to get away from it, so when you do come back and take a look at it, you can do it well. You can do it focused. You can give your best. I want to be candid with you here. Something that I'll tell you about is I took a rest from Recruit Me. Yeah, I kept doing my podcast, but I was getting tired. Been going at this for 17 years. 17 years, and it's been a good ride, and I plan to continue. However, I needed a rest. I needed to get away from it for a while, so I did. I did the podcast, and basically that was it, and I went off and focused on something else. It was wonderful, and in fact, it was probably 3 or 4 months that I did that, perhaps longer, and where I turned my attention was something totally different than Recruit Me. When I came back, I had fresh ideas. I had renewed energy. I had a stronger vision. I was able to reaffirm my goals. And to me, that was awesome. That was awesome. And here I am with, I'm tired today, yes, but it just happened to be because of the situation of getting up early and getting that long meeting. And yet I realized the parallel between this and recruiting. So I just want to encourage you, this time of fatigue, this time of exhaustion, is just a season. It's just a season, but you have to deal with it. You can't always just push through it. There are times when you need to take a break. There's times when you need to rest. So that's it for this week. Cutting it short a little bit because this was the one message I wanted to share with you. What'd you think of that? Does this help? Let me know. Email me at john@recruitme.com. When you're ready, go to my website and pick up the Recruiting Power Pack, the three resources there that you got absolutely free to help you out. And make sure you check out my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I'll talk to you next week. I will be refreshed, and hopefully you will too. But shoot me a note. Shoot me an email. Let me know what you thought of this, and tell me, where are you at in your recruiting experience right now? Can I help you out? Well, let me know that. One last thing is I've got coming up for you a very special edition of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast before next Tuesday. And I'll be sending out an email regarding that, but be looking for that to pop up on your podcast app. All right. Talk to you later. Have a great week.